I'm an aleph. Five lines, six lines from the top. Tanya, Rabbi Yaimer, B'tchila b'chsav zeh nitna toyo liyitzol. So again, it's a continuation from yesterday. Yesterday we said Mishnah Taira. So we said either that it was given two Tairas to David HaMelech, every Melech is to write two Sefer Taira, or the Pshat was Mishnah Taira means that it was Mishunah. It means when Ezra it could be changed. And we see that when Ezra came, the words were changed. So that's, and how do we see? Because we see that this Malach came in the days of Belshazzar. This Malach told Belshazzar something, and it was written on the wall, and no one was able to understand this. What do you mean? If it was Dexav, it was Dexav from Moshe, then how could it be they didn't understand it? So Elamai, it was changed. Ezra changed, that Kufa was changed. So the Maratani. Rabbi Yaimer b'tchila b'chsav zenit l'tayil Yisrael. Kivan shechatu nepach l'an l'rayitz. This Gemara says a different shita. No, the reason why they couldn't read it was because it was nepach l'an l'rayitz. They forgot it. Since they did a chatayim, they forgot the language. Kivan shechazu b'an echzir l'hem. Once they did charata, they did tshuva, it was chayzit to them. Shnema shuva l'vitzar n'asri atikva gam hayoyim magid mishna ashav l'cha. So Shuvah L'Tzaron, Rashi explains, the Ir Mifta Shalachem L'Yishalayim, Rabbi Sheni Kamis Nabe, he was saying, return, and Gamayay Magad Mishnah, Masha Shechachtes Mishnah Atar Azayis, where you forgot the language that means. It's not like the other two Manda Amrim that said, either there were two Tyres, or that Ezra, there was a new language. No, it wasn't a new language, they just forgot the language, and now, since they did Chataims, they forgot the language, and now they're reminding themselves. Now, after the Shuvah, they came back. Before we said the reason why it's called Ashur is because it came from the land of Ashur. Now they were saying that it was always the same exact language and we never switched languages. So why is it called Ashur? So the Moshe Moshe is b'ksav. It's a very shein b'ksav. It's a chash b'ksav.
Why the Chacham worse than archaeologists or Rosetta Stone? If we have the Ksav Ashur and we have the Ksav Ivri that they know how to learn, so they could see letter for letter what it is.
So they forgot everything.
What do you mean forgot everything? They had to save the Torah. They had
to save the Torah. But the Ma'aseh, it says that it was forgotten. And since they did Chatayim, it's a Chashav Ksav. So if they forgot it, since they did Chatayim, they weren't Ra'il Ka. So the Ma'aseh, Mishim and Lazar, Mishim and Belazar ben Parata. Sha'amah, Mishim and Belazar ben Hamaydai. Ksav Zela in Ishtanakal Ike. This ksav was never changed. Shenema vavei ha'amudim. Ma'amudim lo'yishtanu, avavim lo'yishtanu. Just like the amudim were not changed, they stay forever, so too the vavim. What does it mean, vavim? Vavim are the hooks. But what does it really mean? What are we coming to say?
The letters.
The letters in the Sefer Torah never changed. Va'im ve'la yehudim k'ksavim l'chshayim. Ma'alashayim lo'yishtanu, avksavim lo'yishtanu. So this is like Yenem and the Amma, that it never changed. Zakta Gemara, if so...
Vavim is referring Dafka to the Ois Vav?
No, that's right. That's, we know all the Oisies. That's where the hook comes from the Vav. That's Ashurus. Ashurus is the Vav. It looks like a hook. So Mela, so that never changed. Zakta Gemara, Alamani Mekayimus Mishnah Atayazes. So if so, what are we going to say Mishnah Atayazes? Mishnah Atayazes says that it's changed. Zakta Gemara, no, L'shtei Tayris, like we said earlier, is going like that Madama that holds that there was two Tayris. Achashi Yitzas, V'nechneses Imay. One that goes and comes with him, all over, with the Melech. One is in his treasures, and one that goes along with him, Isaac him in Kameya, make the size of Kameya, Vitaila Bezraya, and he hangs it in his Zraya. The other Madama that says, he didn't have two Sefer Torahs, so what does it mean? Shavisa means he didn't say Sefer Torah
is. Maybe he has that one with him.
The one is always with him, but it wasn't so small. It was this one that was. Okay. The more my dad said, "Who me by like the Avchana by Bizna, I'm Avchana Bizna, I'm Shem Chesida." Hamispal tzach shiyeh atzmi kedush chinuk connect. Anyone that davens, he needs to make believe. He needs to not make believe. He needs to
imagine.
That's Shechina Kenegdash, Nehemashivis Hashem, the Negdi Summit. Fine. Zok Rashi, Vav Amudim, we say this kesef, I assume, come in unkelis. We kavim ba Amudim, it's like a hook, and they were kaveh ba Amudim, shebehen teich vin ulois, kale achatze va masach. V'chal unkelis doimil nevavin, amud me mesh asuin avavin, kagan shalanu. So you see that the language, the ksav was written just like ours. Amudim l'anishtan, like a sinna, it's fine. Zok Rashi, Vav Amudim, come in unkelis. It's thin that it's easy to carry. That's why over there we had it in parentheses. That's why Rashi didn't have it over there, and that's why he's touching it over here. What it means? Shvisa Hashem like this. I'm safe for the karki miminoi baal emait. David the Melech Hashem sevatei shebezayam. Fine. That says that this ksav never changed. Why couldn't they read the language? Right, we said earlier that we brought a raya that the ksav changed because they weren't able to read the language. It means only Daniel was able to read it. The Gantz Klai Yisrael couldn't read it. Balshetza showed it to Gantz Klai Yisrael and they couldn't read it. Why couldn't they read the language? It was the same language they always had. The way it was written, these words that were written weren't written the regular words. It was written bigamatri. Bigamatri doesn't mean literally the way we translate bigamatri. Bigamatri means it was written different. That while it was written yatat idach pukhamat. So they didn't know how to read this. Really, what were the words meant? My parshlu mana mana takalu parsin mene mene takalu parsin. Those are the words that were supposed to be said, but it was written in a funny language. What's that? What type of language is that? That's the language of Atbash.
Bigamatria is loved after.
Yeah, that's what I said. Bigamatria just means different. So what type of language is that? Atbash. Mana, a mem, turns into a yud in Atbash. You know what Atbash means? Aleph switches to Tav, Bay switches to Shin, and so on. So a mem switches to yud, a nun to tes, Aleph to Tav, and then continue on. Bekitza, yat yat idach pachamat adds up to mana mana takalu prisin. So what does those words mean? So mene. So we touch mene ela ka malchuscha. That means they were telling Balshetza. The Balshetza was telling when Malach was coming to tell Balshetza, your kingdom is going to be done now. What did you do? He went overboard. He brought in the kelim, made a party with the kelim. So your kingdom is over. Now, tackle. What does tackle mean? To kilta b'maznaya v'shtakachas chasir. What does that mean? You weigh down a scale. It was weighed down a scale v'shtakach chasir, and you're missing. Now you're over with. And the fourth word was prisin. What does it mean? Prisis machusach. Your machus is going to be split. V'yavas l'madei aparis. It's going to be given to madei aparis. So that's what the malach was showing him on the wall. And he wrote it in a different language. Mana, stop. It's going to stop Imachus. Zok Rashi. Yatat ma'ad bash mana minach azu. Chasim ha'ashe b'tzad makim mem. Chasiv yud. Asmuch alav makim nun. Chasiv tes. Makim alav. Chasiv tal. U'pasim shtei pieces. Two pieces. Ma'ashe v'zu yu pieces ma'achus. This will be Imachus going to split. Yehovah's the mother parts. It's going to be given over to the mother parts. That's one mandam. Zok Gemara Shmuel Amar. No, it was written. Mimsais Ninakvi Aalron. What's that? Dr. Rashi, Asan Shalish Tevas Shal Chamisha Oisis, Tzif Oisis Shani Shal Kol Teva, Asan Teva Achas Achas Tzif Shanishis. That means, each letter, Minel, was split into three. So, Mamtas, Mamatais Ninakvi Aalron. So, the first word of Mamtas is Mem, then goes Nun, then goes Aleph. And the next letter. The next, again, Matatas Ninakvi Aalron is Mem, the second letter. That's mem nun aleph, and then you continue on. Tackle is tough. No, you switch it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Take these three words,
the first right.
word
Which
and the first mematas nenakvi aala.
Right.
And you take the first letter of mem, you put in the first word. The next letter of nun of mene, you put in the next word. Aleph, you put in the next word, and you keep on going. You make it like that. No, it was written anam lakas nisrafu. What does that mean? You write each letter backwards. Mana is, so you take first the Aleph, the last letter of Mana, then you take the Nun, and then you take the Mem. So if you read Anam backwards, it's Mana.
And they're supposed to mean the same thing.
Right. That's why the Malach wrote it like that. That's why no one understood it. So it's not that the language changed. So you need Daniel to explain it because it was a funny type of lettering. Vashama, nama, nama, katal pas, and he only switches the first two letters, the mem and the nun, not the aleph. The aleph he keeps as the last letter. And so to katal, and so to that. So to Mishnah Vaita, we're talking Vaita about a melech, and Yechvin al Susa, he can ride on a chariot, when Yechvin al Kisi, he can't sit on his chair, when Mishnah 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 Vita, he can use his stick.
Scepter.
His what?
Scepter.
Yeah, okay. Scepter. You can't see him getting a haircut. Like your arm. Now when he's naked, like your base of mechitz. Obviously, we're talking about not that he's naked in the base of mechitz, because then it says like your arm. It means that.
Because then what?
Because then it says where like your arm. Well, either it means that in base of mechitz where he's dressed, or it means that in base of mechitz you would think that big deal. Everyone looks like that, so what's the difference in him? So that's why I was saying no. Still, you can't see base of mechitz. Shenem asayim tassim alecha melech shtei masay alecha. You don't have pachad. There's someone that you see him already in a low position.
They went out from here that you can't go to a mitzvah
with your rabbi.
Your father also.
I don't know what he's going to do. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Avishag muteres l'shloimer. V'asu l'adonai. Since we said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with anything from the melech, so Avishag was muter l'shloimer. It was like the Gemara, why? Avishag, we'll see who Avishag was in a minute. Muteres l'shloimer, the melech haya. Since he was a melech mishtamash v'ritish a melech could be mishtamash with something with the previous melech. Vasul Adonai, Adonai was another son of David, the head too. So he was a head. Now, Zogdama, Avishag Mahi, who's this Avishag? The chsev, Amelech, David, Zogdama, Baba Yom, the melech, David became old. V'yemule avadav yivakshu, so he told his servants, find me a naira yafa b'chalg v'l Yisrael, I'm reading, and the Pasuk Yimtzu, and they found him, Avishag HaShunamis. Why did he want this? He needed someone to take care of him. So he said, find me a Nara that could take care of me. And they found him a pretty girl, and found him Avishag. V'chsiv ha'na yafa ad ma'od v'ti l'melech z'chenu z'chaseyu. She was Mishamashim. So now, she said, Amra, she told David, Nintzavin, why don't you marry me? Amala, you're being over and yichar if you're not going to marry me. Marry me. Amala, seriously, I can't marry you. Why? So Kashi, she's going to say, Shem Anessa, I was married now to 18. I can't marry more than 18. We went yesterday. Melech's not more than 18 wives. Amalei, chasrei, leganva nafshe l'shlama nakit. Oh, the same way a ganav, he's finished, he stole from everyone, there's no money left. So he says, oh, I'm done stealing, I'm a tzaddik. He says, you don't have any kayach to do tashmish anymore. But really, you would go and be over and marry a 19th woman. See what's going on here. Oh, we'll get there. So the Ma'am Alahu, call the Basheva. So David said, okay, you know what? Let me call Basheva. Basheva was his wife. V'chsiv atav Basheva l'melech ha'chedra. Basheva came to him in private. Amar Yudah Amariah, Ba'is HaShoah, Kincha Basheva v'shloish eser mappas. In that moment, in that hour, Basheva wiped herself with 13 towels. 17 towels. 13 towels. What does that mean? Wiped herself with Zakrashi. Kincha Basheva Shabal la Yud Gimel Bias. He did tashmish 13 times. And the kenechas made tashmish with tashmish, and she wiped herself with another towel between each tashmish. So the kids, the devil was trying to show a chab shanei mal kaiches, but the ma'isa, yeah, chashe kaiches. But I'm not doing it because I'm listening to the Torah. The Torah says only 18 wives. But mikzeh zeksuv mshalish eshetavis. So how do we know 13? Because it says 13 words. But tav b'shev al melech chadav al melech zochem oyd v'avishak shanam etushalish is a melech. Fine. Look how hard it is to be Mekashe. David Melech Yitir Lel Yachid. They'll matter him to do Yichid. It was a Pnuyas. It wasn't Be'etzim the Ge'issa. To do a Pnuy with a Vishak, right? Well, Yitir Lel Yachid. But rather not be Mekashe any wives. Amar Belazer. Call him Mekashe. Just to show him if you Mekashe for his wife.
Can he? You couldn't take her as a Pelagish? She is from the
Sewer. Right.
She is from the Sewer.
What? She has to
get married.
She didn't
want to
be
close.
She
didn't want to
be
in the... I'm a Belezer, call him Magash, just to show you. If you're Magash, your first wife, I feel the Mizbech, married over the Mice. Mizbech cries for you. She's never Vizay Shainis. Vizay Shainis Tachas. Tasu Kaseis Dimas Mizbech Hashem Bechiva Anoka. Mizbech is crying, Me'ena Ed Pnei Sal Mincha. Lekach is Yitzay Miyadcha. And Vechsev Amatam Ama, what are you crying about? Ki Heyed, Ki Hashem Heyed Bein Cho, Vein Eish Nurecha, Asher Ato Begata, Bavich, Vechavirecha, Vech Bisecha. So you see, it's because of the fighting between a husband and a woman, that's what the Mizbech is crying. Why does someone's wife die? Because you stole money and you don't have what to pay it. That's Pasha. There's other Mishnayim that say it means because you made a neder and you didn't pay it. Mama ve'enla, shenema ve'enla chash l'shalim, lama yite, lama yikach mishkach v'metachtach. So you see, if you don't have what to pay, why should your wife die? So you see, by not paying, your wife dies.
Well,
that's a good kasha. Because she's the one that spent all the money, that's why it doesn't have any money. Yeah. No, it's a surprise. No, it wasn't a joke. So Hashem said this. No, husband normally is not the one that spends the money, it's the wife that spends the money. Anyone his wife dies, his first wife. It's like, so I'm taking it away from you, Machman. What's that? So you see, it's like, what's the Machman Anechem? That's Mitzvah Mikdash. And you see, when Madame that to her wife, so you see, if your wife dies, your first wife dies, if your wife dies while you're alive, the world becomes dark for you. What's oil? What's oil? Ishtai. Oil zu ishtai. So well, you see that darkness comes to your oil, and it comes dark. When your wife dies, darkness comes to you. Your steps get short. You fall. You're not a chacham anymore. You lose your chacham.
Because the
isha
is the yayitz.
Yeah.
Women can't win. You know, if
you
have wives, we said, take away from Hashem.
If
you don't have them, it's
good
too.
What if you get divorced? Oh, you're safe. No, we said before that you missed the whole beginning, right? We said, I call him a guy, it's just a shiner. I'm a little bit better. No, but since you need him, I'm a bechana. Kashal is ivugam kikris yamsev. Sometimes it's kashas. No, that's not that. To make a zivug is shvel like kriyas yamsev. Now this is very hard musagam to understand. You think it's harder for the banish to do kriyas yamsev? This that. Like upon him for us to understand a little bit. The Gemara gives this marshal. Shneim el kimeitz v'yichidim beisa meitzi asiyim b'kshayas. What's that? I think you meitzi asiyim el kimeitzi asiyim. I think you shayas el b'chiv shiyas, which means that b'chiv shiyas. When was shiru sung? Al yashu by kriyas yamsev. So therefore we see that meitzi asiyim, which means kimeitzi asiyim, puts them together. That's as hard as Kriyas Yamsev. The Gemara Eini, Vamar Rav Yudam Rav, Abayim Yom Kedem Tzias Avlad, Baskel Yitzas Vaymes, Baskel Plani, 40 days before the Tzias Avlad, the Baskel goes out and says.
So why can it be that Hashem did his work then?
Oh, good kasha. Who says maybe that's very hard? Yeah, 40 days before.
That's when the Shverkai was.
So well, if he's making it to a new plot, so he can make whatever he wants. What's the problem?
But maybe that's very hard. Well, what do we know what hard means?
Because kasha probably means that he has to intervene in nature and
maneuver things.
Very good. I mean, this is what I'm saying. That kasha means that faket, he made it 40 days, and now they went in their own way. This guy became a...
He has to redo things.
This guy's a svadish, he's a shkenazish.
Now someone else is marrying someone else.
Yeah, right. So in fact, the Gemara, the Ma'isa, I see that it's already Gepask in 40 days. The Gemara, like, Kasha, how about Zivik Yushin, how about Zivik Sheini? Zivik Sheini is very hard. Zivik Yushin is not so hard. Okay. So the kid said, what's Zivik Shlishi? Zivik Avi? Faket, maybe then it's
How
it's
come easier. By Nisha, we say, if she killed three husbands, you can't marry her anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Nisha doesn't say it on her husband. He already has three husbands. He's dangerous.
Yeah. The kid's like this. So Tais asked a Pashta Kasha, that we know that you could change the Vlad till 40 days in. Right? You could be a spal, that should be a Zacha. So what's going on in 40 days? Who's this? I got that a grandmother once. She was a shadchan, but she married. She asked me. She was being shadchan two boys together. That's what that was. She had a notebook and she got the wrong information. But that's not
2018. Today it's
not so
sure.
It wasn't. No.
Not so crazy.
Oh, today. Oh, you know. No. Yeah, the kids. So that's a very stark kasha, right? So he says through tefillah you could go ahead and change it.
Even though Hashem already was Geizer.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right? In the same way you could change what the Vlad is, you could also change the Zivik.
Yeah, and that's why he brings a Raya. Ain't nice and not from a Mayid. But everything you do it, by a vote, you'll make it on Chalamad. But not a Kedusha. Why? Shem Yikad Menu Acha. This is my Bashata. What are you taking away?
Tefillah, tefillah.
Tefillah, you can take it away. That's why people always think, you know, if you know for sure that this is your marriage, you're not going to. But do you think maybe it was just. Maybe Mashata was giving up someone else? Okay, so that's my Baita. Everything is replaceable. Chutz me'esh nu'um. Besides for your first wife, she never ve'esh nu'um kisimatz. Masal Rav Yehuda Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak, "Ain't other mitzvah is shuach al mitzvah shena. You only find fagenigin." How do you say that in English?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Okay. It's a Yiddish word. But al mitzvah shena. She never him a karcha baruch v'sameach me'esh nu'um. That's the only place you'll find real fagenigin. Amala. Amala. He got man. His son asked him like who. So I'm like, the way I found, like, by, like your mother, my wife, I found fagin nigin. Ani va Mikri le Rav Yehuda, he told me, I know the secrets. Mikri le Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Berei, Rav Yehuda told his son, the mitzvah ni ma'ar, mi ma'ar, says to Yisha, asher hi mitzudim l'chayomim. You find bitterness by your wife.
She's always trapping him.
So what are you telling me? Now you're telling me that your mother's so good. You told me already earlier, it's five avos.
The pasuk says that basically a wife is worse than death.
Yeah.
So you're punching.
Ramalai, you kind man, and you said like you, Vamakai Nimcha, I said like your mother. So the mom, Miskev Tkifa, she was a tough woman. But if we're Ma'abah Amidah, she was Ma'abah Amidah Sa'ah. Amar Rab Shmuel. Okay.
So you had both.